Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. On today's show, gas prices are up because of Hurricane Irene, they say. But why is our infrastructure not robust enough to avoid a price spike due to national weather events? I'll talk about that. And the hammer is coming down on medical marijuana dispensaries in Lansing. I'll be joined by an owner of one of those local businesses to talk about what's ahead for the thousands of Lansing area patients that have grown to rely on being able to easily purchase the drug. But first, state workers do not have to contribute 3% of their paychecks to a retiree health care account. That's according to the Michigan Appeals Court ruling last week. The case now likely to head to the Supreme Court to talk about the issue and also to get the latest on those concession talks with the state. I'm joined by Bill Roof. He's the president of the Service Employees International Union, Local 517M, representing almost 5,000 state workers. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to start with the concession talks with the state. We're now just 2 days away from September 1st. That would be 30 days away from the state having to issue layoff notices. That's the 30-day point at which they have to issue the layoff notices before they can do so if they were to take that action on October 1st. Are you concerned that the state may, in fact, be issuing notices this week?
We have yet to receive any true information from the state. They have not actually spoken with us one way or the other with respect to kind of their plans. We have requested that information, and so far we have as much information as you do at this point.
What we know is the five unions this year are negotiating together. It's a first. The state wants $145 million of concessions. The summer is now almost over. How far have the talks progressed at this point?
Well, we have begun what we refer to as secondary negotiations among the five different units, and it's my understanding that those are progressing well on behalf of each of the five different unions. But the what we refer to as primary negotiations, we are kind of still in the very preliminary stages of trying to get those underway yet. So that talks with respect to wages and compensation and benefits and things of that nature have not officially got underway yet.
It's been weeks since the announcement came that the unions would negotiate together, I think almost a month now. Why has this process not been moving ahead more effectively?
Well, I don't know that I'm particularly versed to speak directly to that. I know the unions collectively have come up with an excellent strategy. You may have heard it referred to before as the New Solutions for Michigan, and that is something that we are actively trying to pursue through our negotiations and things of that nature. Solutions to prioritize frontline services by reducing our staff management ratio, and also to get better value for the taxpayers of Michigan's buck, if you will, by pursuing that better value for contractors and consultants and its agency staff, and also through better collaboration between our people who actually do the frontline work, be it, you know, there at the bench or out in the field, that type of thing, with the consumers that are actually requesting the service.
It sounds like, look, there are a lot of very complicated issues here. I almost want to ask you, who's in charge? Because isn't there a pace of negotiations that need to be moved at to get this all accomplished, certainly by October 1st?
Well, there are some imposed deadlines through civil service as far as dates and things of that nature goes. But as far as our collective or collaborative group of five unions together, our coalition, if you will, our chief spokesman has been selected, and that is a very competent and dynamic young lady by the name of Cindy Estrada. She works for Local 6000, the UAW, and as soon as the state is ready, I know that she is anxious to get going also. So
just to get back to the first point, then, if no progress is made, let's say the next 2 days, isn't the state going to, if they are going to proceed with layoffs, wouldn't they have to provide those notices on September 1st?
I'm not extremely well versed in that particular calendar with respect to layoff notices, but I know it would have to be, if not on September 1st, probably within at least 2 weeks of the beginning of September, yes.
I'm talking to Bill Roof. He's the president of the Service Employees International Union Local 517M. Bill, I want to talk about the Michigan Court of Appeals ruling, which found that the state cannot make workers pay a mandatory 3% of their salaries into this retiree health care fund because the Michigan Civil Service Commission was not involved in the process and did not approve the contributions. Although, with the state's finances the way they are, shouldn't workers be contributing into this kind of a fund in some way?
Well, the state workers have been doing their part, if I can say it that way, to save money on behalf of the state of Michigan. With respect to compensation and things of that nature, or this 3% that you referred to, all that we are asking as far as the unions go is the opportunity to be involved in the process and to sit down. And through negotiations, we may indeed find a way to be able to offer to the state that 3% as opposed to making these end runs, if you will, around the process. By the legislature and the governor, and just taking it away from state employees.
You know, lawmakers say, look, the cost of healthcare retirees is too much, completely unsustainable. Do you agree with that, and do you think that something needs to be done to make those costs more affordable to the state?
Well, I do agree that healthcare costs are indeed on the rise, and that there is ample opportunity, again, to provide, if you will, new solutions for Michigan in the healthcare arena also. I know that our approach to that particular aspect of the equation we consider is something that the state should evaluate and look at. And hopefully when they get to the bargaining table with us, they too will also see the value in the solution that we can bring.
I see, but in terms of union members contributing into an account, do you see that as happening then in some form?
Well, I am not exactly certain on what the state is going to pursue. Obviously, with this ruling being essentially against the state, that they may see that indeed the process is to also involved the Michigan Civil Service Commission, and that they should not be removed from the equation, and there is a defined process to do that. Mm-hmm. And if that process comes back to workers of Michigan and our membership, if you will, they will have that opportunity to vote themselves whether or not they do indeed want to contribute that 3% or something of that nature, should negotiations take that form.
Okay.
Again, it will be up to our members ultimately to decide.
Okay.
And it should not be something that just is the legislature opportunity or opportunistically attempting to force on the workers of Michigan without going through due process.
Just about 30 seconds left, but real quickly, the $59 million and counting that is now being held in escrow, what do you see happening with that money if once the Supreme Court makes its ruling, if they do agree with the appeals court, are workers going to be getting big checks back?
It's my understanding that money will indeed be rebated back to the workers from whence it was taken, yes.
Bill Roof, the president of the Service Employees International Union, Local 517M, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely.